Now, one thing I'd like to say about COLOB's role in supporting volunteer sending organizations and for volunteers, candidates who are on rosters and thinking about going overseas for an assignment, one of the best advices I ever got 30 years ago when I went out as a Peace Corps volunteer was by a former Peace Corps volunteer who was a professor at my university. And he said, "Kevin, whatever you do when you get there, don't change. Be yourself and remember that you're there because of the people." That was very simple. He said, just remember that. And remember, the look holistically at the people and the environment that they're in and their history when you get there, and respect that. And the minute you lose that, go home, get out. And that for sure is the advice that I still tell volunteers continuously. Particularly these days, a lot of international volunteering goes on in post-crisis countries, probably 60% of it worldwide. And every volunteer that goes to those countries, let's say South Sudan right now, or Timor-Leste, or Afghanistan, you must go with a great deal of respect for the recent history, the struggles that the people have been through. And I always tell people, do an age check. Before you go, try to say, okay, for every person I see between the age of 5 and 10, this was their history. For those between 10 and 20, this is their history. Those 30 and over, this is their history. And if you can do that, you know what they were subject to and how they lived during the crisis or whatnot in the recent times. And when you're speaking to them, be very alert to it and aware of it, because if you do that, you will have a much better assignment and the people will appreciate you a lot better for respecting what they've been through and where they are today.
That's great advice. Thank you.